Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki, and I'm thrilled because today we have with us Pedro Power Solar. Pedro is the founder of the International Metaphysics Center, an award-winning international best-selling author, and ordained interfaith minister. His new bestseller, Transformation from Within, went number one international bestseller, and we want to congratulate you and welcome you. Pedro, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Vicki. Thank you to all of you. It is my pleasure. It's an honor to be with you.
So, Pedro, tell us a little bit, for those who haven't had a chance to meet you or don't know you yet, a little bit about your wonderful background and what drew you to the metaphysical world and writing a book about it.
Well, a little bit about me. I was born in New York. I was raised in Puerto Rico. And I have been with the federal government for a long time and joined the United States Air Force. So when I was with the Air Force about 21 years, and I went to combat 8 times when I was on the Air Force. And at the same time before, I always had gifts, some type of blessing gift, spiritual gift that I see beyond the metaphysical, what we call metaphysical, beyond the physical world. So what I actually did, went to the university and finished my master degree in physics, specifically physics, but I was from natural science. I went to pre-med school, and then I did biology, and I finished going to quantum physics. So I finished quantum physics. I love science. At the same time, I had a background to become a Catholic priest. I was in the actually seminar as well. So I was serving in the Catholic Church. At the same time, going to school. So I did. I traveled to Guatemala, traveled to South America because I speak Spanish, and I was doing some services out there as well. This is before I joined the Air Force. So I have a background in science because I love science. At the same time, I have a background in religion. Even I'm not a religious person, but I have a background in spirituality because that was what I was born with. It was a little bit different for me. So when I went to the government, when I joined the Department of Defense, I obtained high clearances, higher than top secret. So that was my whole life for the 21 years. So I couldn't do anything outside the government. I couldn't even have a Facebook account and nothing, and no social media, because I would lose my clearance. So I did that live, and then after that, I decided to retire in 2010. That was my last trip to Iraq and Kuwait. The way I say it, I came out of the closet with my spirituality. At the same time, when I wasn't in the Air Force, and when I was going through all those combat tours, I was getting closer to my metaphysical part, and I want to get a degree. So I actually got a doctorate degree in metaphysics, counseling, and I became minister at the same time in the International Metaphysics Ministry at Sedona. And after I left the service, that I retired, came to work for the Department of Veterans Affairs because I was a combat vet, and I wanted to being in service to the vet because of what I went through. And that's why I came out with this. What I did was I created a foundation. I took science, I took psychology, counseling, spirituality. I put them all together, and I founded the International Metaphysics Center, which is today, I just checked, and I have 32,000 followers. But I was doing this as a hobby, but it became so demanding. So now I'm transitioning completely to this life and working. I created here in Florida Samachi Holistic Services. And that's when I came out with the book. It has a little bit more. The book explained how actually I came about the book, because I never thought about to actually write a book. But I met an international bestseller that she actually walked me through. The way I say it is, through the whole process of healing and transformation, God began to send people into my life, people who assisted me in my healing and contributed to my search for life and spiritual growth. One of these wonderful people was that international best-selling author. Her name is Anamari Santos, and she actually was one who awakened a desire in me to publish my transformational experience. I did it back in 2016 in Pebbles in the Pond, Wave 5, with Christina Closer.
That is just wonderful. So tell us a little bit about what the reader can find in the book. What will there be their experience?
Well, actually, what I want them to experience themselves. My story, I explain it in the introduction part, because I wanted the book to be focused on the positive, not in my story. I wanted people to find themselves in the book. I don't want them to find my story. But somehow through my story, they can find themselves. And I hope that the reader, take with them, it is the understanding that is through their inner experiences of the mind and the heart, they can discover and uncover that unique dialogue with their soul, and how this can help them guide from within toward their purpose here in their life.
That is so beautiful. So tell us a little bit about the writing process for you, for those writers, because we have many listening that are either writers or they are aspiring writers. What was that experience like for you? What were some of the challenges, and how did you overcome them?
Well, actually, for all of them that are listening that would like to write a book, I speak 5 different languages. English is like number 5 for me. I thought that was a limitation for myself, but it's not. I was surprised when I met my editor. As long as you find an editor that you have the chemistry, and on my part, I have a background in spirituality, and I want my book to be more spiritual and science at the same time. And she has that background, and that helped me so much. So if you think you cannot do it, that's what I thought at the beginning. I cannot write a book. I would never be able to write a book. I have so much limitation writing. And, of course, I have my limitation with my disability that I got from combat. I have traumatic brain injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder, and that was not an issue. I mean, yes, I had to go through the process, but if I did it, anyone can do it. And that's the way that came out about the book and the writing. There was my challenges, my emotional wounds, in addition to those TBI, traumatic brain injuries. But it has been a transformational journey, Vicki.
Wow, that's incredible. So what do you hope readers will take away when they read the book?
Like I said, I wrote it in book, and that's basically what I want them to take away, is if I can write first, for those who want to write, testimonials are powerful, and we need to share that with the world. That happened for a reason, and we need to give that back to the world. So once again, like I said before, I want them to take away that understanding that you have to go within. And especially, that's why I call my book Transformation from Within, not from the outside. And that's one of the important things that I would like them to take away. And it's nothing impossible in life. If I can do it, if I did it, anyone can do it. You just have to have the desire to do it. And Jesus had to pass that fear, and you will be able to do it.
That is so beautiful. So for people that are just beginning their transformational journey or want to expand upon their transformational journey, do you have a couple tips from the book that you'd like to share?
Yes. And my main tip that I have, it is the way I start the book, and it's that it is a choice. It just depends on the person. It is a choice. It was a choice for me. So it is a choice for you. We have to move out of a comfort zone. We have to make the decision. This is the time and the space to make a decision between love and between fear. Do things differently. Get out of your comfort zone. Do the work and say yes to be who you were meant to be. And remember, I always remember, and this is something strongly I learned, so powerful I learned. Remember that whatever you focus on will magnify. Whatever you focus on will magnify.
Oh, that is so powerful. That is so powerful. So, Pedro, if you were looking at the work that you're doing and the work that you've done, and the book, and the future books to come, I'm sure. If you were to look at that almost as a legacy that you would like to see make a difference in the world, what would that look like for you?
Make a difference in the world. But the impact that I would like to see with my book, with my work to the world is basically save life, be the light, assisting others to discover who they are, or then continue spiritual journey of healing and transformation. Vicky, it is a process. If people need to understand, it is the process. This is not a goal. This is a process. And it's not going to be easy. It wasn't easy for me. It hasn't been easy for anyone. If it's a pill, we can just take a pill. It's not that. But the most important thing is that life, it is, we have to make the process enjoyable. We have to enjoy that process. And that's one of the things that helped me so much. In addition to all the many things that I explained in the book, life is about a process. Transformation is about a process. And we just have to pass that fear and go to the other side. We have to look at our own uniqueness. We are here for a reason. No one else has the unique blend of talent, wisdom, strength, skills, and creativity that you have, that I have, that all of you have. We have something great that we have to offer to the world. We just need to learn to accept and not own. We have to own what makes you unique. That is crucial. Then to share that with the world, that way you can give it to the world. You have to cultivate. I want to help. And one of the things that I would like to tell everyone, that it wasn't easy for me. One of the things that I did that helped me so much was to cultivate confidence. If we continually telling ourselves we can't, then we will never believe we can. There is a chance you may fail. But it would be impossible to succeed if you don't believe in yourself. So you have to believe in yourself. You have to change your story. I explained in the book, I needed to identify myself limiting story. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve to be happy. Then when I did that, I was able to begin writing a new story, the story that I want to take control of my life. Grounding confidence and courage, mapping out action to move forward. And I was writing. I took my time to go to nature, meditate. I developed that. And I write things. I took a pen and paper, allowing myself to process my thoughts without no influence from the outside. and focus on form, like I said, and push again, push past fear. It's so seductive to tell ourselves that we will go after what we want after when we have more experience, more money, and more time. But the truth is, Vicky, that will never happen. We must identify those excuses as masks of our fear. It is only when we get clear on our fears that we can recognize how they are holding us back, that we can begin moving forward.
Oh, that is so beautiful and such really treasured advice, really, really important advice. You know, I just enjoyed time with you so much and so enjoyed being a part of getting your book to bestseller, and it's a wonderful book. And I know that people can go out and buy Transformation from Within, your wonderful new bestseller, at Amazon and any major booksellers. If they wanted to contact you directly, how would they get a hold of you, Pedro, online? Do you have a website where they could go to connect?
Yes, ma'am. I have two websites, actually. The International Metaphysics Center, they can go to our website. It's www.internationalmetaphysicscenter.org. That is a secure website, so you can share anything you want to share with us. And also, you can go to pedropower.com.
So, Pedro, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your wonderful observations and the amazing content and learning that people will get from your new book and from the work that you're doing. Really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Vicky. It is an honor. It's a pleasure for me to be here with all of you, and may God bless all of you.
So lovely. Thank you so much, Pedro. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.